If I allowed myself to think that I will not live to see the two younger ones as complete adults, I would become unbearably sad. From time to time, I do think about it, but only very rarely. Most of the time, I keep it in permanent forgetfulness. Denial of our own mortality need not be pathological. Denial of someone else's can be. If I were to define healthy or benign denial, I would have to say that it's the kind of denial that does not involve the suffering of another. We should bear in mind the bon mot of François de la Rochefoucauld, the cynical observer of Louis XIV's court, when he said that man has an infinite capacity for enduring the suffering of others. We find it easiest to sympathize over our own suffering. We are willing to extend this to our loved ones, a child, a parent, a beloved, a friend,